Well, I'm not so much returning as I'm kind of looking at the... We've had a great growth in membership. Even though when I look in the mirror, I'm still a young person, I realise, hang on a second, these people are even younger than I am. I think... And anyway, my own business has taken off. I'm a photographer. I think it's time to hand over. I've been chairman for, I can't remember how many years, but I really enjoy being chairman. And the great thing about the politics can be difficult, but if you're working with a good group of people that you get on with and you're friends with and you enjoy their company, it's very, you know, it's good. It's good. I've always believed that to be active in civic society, you know, is really important. You know, irrespective of what your political views are, I think you should be active. But I've been on the left for a long, long time. So I'd hate to tell you when I started. Yeah.
Well, Lasse, you said you've been active for quite some time, and since the 1960s, I believe, and. In all that time, I guess, what are some of the maybe the standout biggest successes, but then on the other side of that coin, what are some of the biggest, I guess, failures for politics over all those years?
Well, it's funny you put it like that, because you always see the failures, but we contributed to, in all sorts of ways, anybody who was active contributed to changing the society that we lived in. The society we today would not recognise the society that we lived in. And that didn't happen by itself. That happened by people becoming engaged and changing it. So, you know, there were other forces at play. But I mean, it was the positive politics. I always believe that positive politics was that you would change more things by positive politics than by negative politics. So, yeah. I mean, the social changes were huge. The demise of the two large parties, which they totally dominated politics from the 1930s onwards, and it wasn't very healthy for Irish society. You know, they were neither left nor right. Well, they were right, but there was very little left wing politics. So, I mean, it doesn't take numbers to change. It just takes ideas to change. And if you put good ideas out there, people will say, yes, that works. But the comparisons, it was one of the things that drove me into politics was the housing. I worked as a photographer all my life, but at that stage I was working for different left-wing magazines and even national papers. And I was covering housing conditions that were absolutely appalling. And we're back there now. How do we not learn? You know?